My name is Garland Robinson, and the subject is water baptism.
You know, the Bible speaks quite often of water baptism, one of the most prominent doctrines of all the New Testament. It's not a doctrine of man, it's a doctrine of God. It's the work which God has commanded us to do. And the Bible says we've got to do it in order to obey the Lord. If we refuse to do it or neglect to do it, then we cannot obey God. And if we don't obey God, we can't go to heaven. It is that which causes us to be put into Christ, wherein we can be united with Him. Romans 6 in verse 3, Galatians 3 in verse 27. Baptism is in order to become a child of God. It is in order to be born again. Without baptism, you can't be a child of God. Without baptism, you can't be born again. Without baptism, you can't be a new creature, because that's how we become a new creature. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, we're raised up from the waters of baptism to walk a new life. We don't live the old life we once lived in sin and darkness, but we live a new life in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if we're in Christ, we're a new creature. And the only way to be in Christ is to be baptized into Him, Romans 6 and verse 3. We're baptized in order to be saved, in order to be forgiven of our sins. Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." You know, the only way, though, to be saved, the only way to be forgiven is in Christ's blood. And when we're baptized in order to be cleansed from our sin by the precious blood of Christ. In Hebrews chapter 9, in verse 22, we read, "Without shedding of blood is no remission." Blood has always been necessary for the forgiveness of sins. Under the Old Testament, God commanded there be animals sacrificed, their blood shed, their life given. And yet that blood, even though necessary, even though essential by the command of God, could not take away sin. It took the blood of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. In Revelation 1 and verse 5, we read, "Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood." It was in the blood of Jesus that our sins are forgiven. And the only way to reach that blood, to contact that blood, to receive the benefits of that blood, is to be immersed into water for the forgiveness of our sins. There's where Jesus shed His blood, was in His death. And when we obey a form of that death, that is water baptism, we contact that blood. When we die to sin, we are buried with Him into baptism, into His death. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. There's where we contact the blood that forgives us of our sins. In Ephesians 1 and verse 7, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins." Revelation 7:14, we read where they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8 through 10, we read, "But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." Right, so we're cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Our sins are washed away in His blood. Jesus shed His blood in His death, and we contact that saving blood when we're baptized into His death. Romans 6 in verse 3. "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death?" How in the world can people weasel out of that, can get around that, claim that it don't have anything to do with salvation? Friend, it has a great deal, a lot to do with salvation, because it is an essential step in obeying the Lord. One is baptized in order to enter into the kingdom of Christ, the church of Christ. You know, the Lord is the Savior of the body. The body is the church. There is one body Ephesians 4 and verse 5. One faith, Ephesians 4 and verse 4, and that we must be in that body, the church, in order to be saved. For the Lord will come again, and when He does, He will save His church, His body, Ephesians 5 and verse 23. But yet, in order to get into that body, into the church, you have to be born again. Jesus made that clear to Nicodemus. And one is born of water and the Spirit. The church is therefore made up of the saved, those who have been born again, those who have obeyed the gospel in reenacting or participating in that form of the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. We die to sin as He died on the cross. We are buried in water as He was buried in the tomb. We're raised up out of the water as He is raised up out of the tomb. It's there that He shed His blood. It's there that we meet Him and contact and receive the benefits of that blood. We read in Acts chapter 2 and verse 41 that they gladly received the word of the apostles that was preached on the day of Pentecost. They were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They added unto them, they were added to the church. The Lord adds the church. We don't join the church. The Lord does the adding, but He adds those who are baptized. And then in Acts 2 and verse 47, the Lord added to the church every day those that were being saved. In Ephesians 5:23, I mentioned, Christ is the head of the church. He's the Savior of the body. And the only way to enter into the church is by being baptized. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. That body is the church, and so we're baptized into the church. We're not talking about a building, not talking about a structure of man-made origin, but we're talking about the spiritual body, the spiritual bride of Christ. That is what He will save, and unless we're members of it, we're going to be lost. So we're baptized in order to enter into the kingdom or the church of Christ. One is baptized in order to put one into Christ. There's only two verses that tell us when and how one gets into Christ. We get into Christ by being baptized. Romans 6 and verse 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death. How do we get into Christ? We're baptized into Him. Well, when do we get into Christ? Galatians 3:27 tells us, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Friend, there's no salvation outside of Christ. He is the truth, the way, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father except by Him. That's what the Bible tells us, John 14 and verse 6. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Salvation is in Christ, not outside of Christ. It's in Christ, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10. You cannot get into Christ any other way than by being baptized in water. If so, where's the scripture that says so? Show the scripture that says we get into Christ by believing, or by repenting, or confessing, or praying, or that we just ask the Lord to come into our heart and be our personal Savior. Friend, it's not there. We get into Christ by being baptized into Him. That is what we do in order to be saved. Those who were baptized are baptized in order to bury that old man of sin. There's the transition from the old way of life, the old sinful self, to the new creature in Christ. That happens at baptism. Romans chapter 6 and verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. The very point, the very context that is mentioned here is water baptism. That's when the old man of sin is destroyed, when one is baptized. Baptism shows one's death to sin. There's no other way to die to sin than by being baptized. You know, we bury dead people. not those who are alive. One of the great fears, I suppose, of most is they do not want to be buried alive. I've heard many people say, well, make sure I'm dead before I'm put in that casket and put in the ground. Well, I have that feeling. Probably you do too. And so we don't bury live people. We bury dead people. And so it is spiritually. We bury those who are dead spiritually. Those who have died to sin and the old way of life. And so they might be raised up a new creature to live that newness of life. Baptism, friend, is for sinners. Those who die to the old world. It's not for Christians. Baptism is not for saved people. It's for sinful people. In baptism, they're raised to walk a new life. Romans 6 in verse 4. Free from all their past and alien sins. Romans chapter 6 and verse 17 and 18 says, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. The Bible could not make it any clearer. There's no way in the world to be any plainer than what the Lord said here. When one is baptized, being then made free from sin, not before, not after, but at the point of baptism, one is made free from sin and they become a servant of righteousness. Romans chapter 6 and verse 18. Baptism in water for the forgiveness of sins was taught beginning with John the Baptist in Mark chapter 1 and verse 4. It continued with Jesus, Mark chapter 16, verse 16. It continued through the teaching of the apostles in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. It's the same teaching that we read consistently throughout the entire New Testament. And it's still taught and practiced the same way today by any and all who will respect Christ and His Word. Now, do you believe that? Does the church or religious body of which you are a member, is that what they teach? Is that what they believe? Christ and the apostles taught it. Do you? If not, if your denomination does not teach that the baptism is for the remission of sins, then it's not the church of the New Testament, because baptism was taught then for the remission of sins. It was what the apostles taught and simply followed as the children of God. Won't you obey the gospel? Won't you recognize that baptism is in order to be saved, not because you are saved? It's in order to be cleansed from sin by Christ's blood, not because you have been cleansed by Christ's blood. Baptism is in order to enter into the kingdom. You won't enter the kingdom before it. It will put you into Christ where salvation is found. Won't that be a wonderful blessing on the day of judgment to be able to hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. How then must one become a Christian? If you truly believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, won't you let that faith you have, that belief, move you to turn from your sins? It's called repentance. You change your thinking, your mind, your attitude regarding sin, and you turn from it unto a new way of life, confessing faith, saying, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We don't say anything like, I believe Jesus for God's sake has forgiven me. We don't find that in the Bible, but we do read, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then you can be immersed into water for the forgiveness of your sins, that you might be cleansed from your sins and made right with the Lord.
This has been Garland Robinson. Join us again.